Over the past couple of months, the universe has put on a rare and impressive show. Five planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, were lined up in the evening sky. That display is now ending, but it's left a lasting impression on commentator Andrew Chaikin.
One of my favorite James Taylor songs says, "The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time." Well, I've been enjoying the passage of time this spring by watching the spectacular gathering of the five brightest planets. Venus and Jupiter glowed like brilliant diamonds. Nearby, Mars, Saturn, and even tiny Mercury were fainter gems. One magical evening, Venus, Mars, and Saturn made a perfect glowing triangle in the sky. While this slow-motion cosmic ballet was going on up there, my life down here seemed to be stuck in fast forward. After 6 months of work, I finished a book about space photography, a project that turned out to be an emotional roller coaster, both more difficult and more rewarding than I'd expected. Then I visited my parents in North Carolina, where I suddenly had to help my mother find home care for my 86-year-old father. His days used to be filled with repairing and selling military communications equipment. But ever since he was hit by a minor stroke more than a decade ago, I've seen his drive and energy dwindle. In May, my wife and I took a much-needed vacation in the Pacific Northwest, and we barely had time to catch our breath before it was time to head to a family reunion in the Blue Ridge Mountains. There I had a chance to reminisce with my brother about the time we went traveling together in Europe more than 20 years ago. Neither of us is sure if we'll get the chance to do that again, but his 6-year-old daughter did invite me to come to her school to talk about space. Amid the hectic pace of daily life, the majestic parade of planets reminded me that the universe moves at its own pace, on time scales and distances I can only begin to comprehend. As my busy spring faded from view, so did the planets. By the end of May, only Venus and Jupiter remained. As the gathering of planets ended, I knew I'd been lucky to see it. The last time all five of these worlds could be seen in a single glance was in February of 1940. The next time won't be until September of 2040. By that time, I'll be 84, almost the age my father is now. And I hope that whatever else I'm doing then, I'll be watching.
The comments of Andrew Chaikin, a science writer who watches the skies over Arlington, Massachusetts.